What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. Happy Friday. You guys made it through another week. I made it through another week. I'm fucking exhausted. So I feel the energy. I feel it. I am actually off tomorrow, and I wish I could say it was going to be a relaxing kickback day, but my entire weekend is a little busy packed. I've got all six babies. They're going to be home. It's our 9-year-old. Our new 9-year-old's birthday today. So it's a weekend of celebrating and preparation, preparing. So I am definitely turning into a zombie, and I can feel the energy of the universe creeping up on me saying, bitch, you better take a break or I'm gonna knock you on your ass and force you to do so. I feel it. So we're gonna get through this podcast pretty fast today, just because I'm ready to crawl into bed. We're talking about Groundhog Day today, the movie, like the actual movie, you know, the one that Bill Murray is in. He's that egotistical weather reporter. He ends up becoming more loving, but it's a rough journey for him. And it's about this reporter who wakes up, and it kind of takes that idea. You guys feel like you're in Groundhog Day sometimes because you feel like you wake up and you do the same thing over and over and over. That's what the movie's about. I'm sure you've seen it, okay? I'm sure you've seen it. But I want to go through ways to help you if you kind of feel like, you know, you're experiencing life with a little bit of Twilight Zone and Groundhog Day mixed in one. Okay. And it's just, we're going to go through quick tips to kind of get off the hamster wheel. Whatever I could do to help you step into your power as a creator, you're choosing the human experience. I want to help empower you to make today your best day. I asked a question. I have a Facebook group. It's called Listen Bitch. I post journal prompts there. I asked a question today about what you guys are doing that's challenging yourself. Like, what are you doing today that's challenging you? Something that gets you out of your comfort zone. And I'm not talking about everyday shit, like what you do every day. Yes, every day is a challenge. I'm a mom of fucking a lot of babies, and I homeschool, and I bartend, and I run podcasts, and I'm a coach, and I run home-based business. It's a million things, a million things. So yeah, I'm challenged every day, bitch. I am challenged to like get at least five things done on the 100, you know, slot to-do list in my life. I'm talking like what are you doing that is outside of your comfort zone, outside of everything you're comfortable with? What are you doing? That's going to be a great key in trying to navigate your way out of the vortex of fucking mundane life. Okay. If you're not growing, you're not living. That's it. That's it. You're not moving forward. So I want to go through some tips for you because there are things that hold us back that I think we're not always aware of. So I just want to kind of bring this into your awareness. And if the shoe fits, bitch, lace it up. If it doesn't, then that's fine. That's fine. This podcast is for someone who can understand that there are other things you have to let go of in order to move forward. Okay. One of those things, if you've read my book, Once Upon a Time, Bitches, I talk about forgiving people. It's one of my seven maxims. You got to forgive people that aren't sorry. Okay. And you have to practice forgiveness. It's like one of the muscles, that if you don't use it all the time, it's really uncomfortable and it's really hard, and you're going to be sore for a very long time. But it's hard to move on or get off that wheel if you're holding on to resentments and disappointments. Give people those second chances. Give yourself that second chance. You've got to reframe the situation. You have to retell whatever story you're stuck on. You have to retell it so you can use it to your advantage. And this is, you know, your assignment today is to go through these tips. And I want you to actually ask yourself if you are giving yourself the version of the story that's going to best serve you. If you're in a situation that's not serving you, rewrite the situation. One of the examples that I really use is my very first coach ever gave me this assignment to tell her about one of the hardest experiences of my life. Okay. Something that hurt me to my core. Well, I did. I told her about the time my mom signed her rights off on me Side note, she doesn't remember. And apparently, a few people in my family don't remember, but it's okay because I have forgiven and moved on. And it's actually a source of gratitude for me. The first time I told this story, though, I bawled my eyes out. I was hysterical. I couldn't even talk. I'm like, I need a minute, right? Just totally emotionally overthrown. And this happened like 50 years ago. Okay. So she taught me how to reframe the story to use it to my advantage. It's breaking down the story, the situation. What was the worst thing that happened in that situation? And this was me taking myself through the time my mom signed her rights off. At the end of the day, when I rewrote the list, I realized that that was the best thing she'd ever done for me. The greatest gift she ever gave me was to do that and to release me so I could move on and be a few steps closer to stepping into my potential as a human. Okay. It was hurtful. I held on to the story of hurt, of like, how could a mom look her daughter in the eyes and just say she's done? She's done. I was a ward of the state. That was it. And that's a hurtful thing. Absolutely. If someone, I couldn't even imagine putting my kids through some shit like that. I could not imagine. But it's fucking hurtful. But I reframe the story. So I want you to find that story that's keeping you stuck in those feelings of resentment and disappointment. And I want you to rewrite it. But you're in the arena. Life is going to kick your ass. Okay. It doesn't stop. So this whole, I'm going to get ready. I'm getting ready to do this. I'm getting ready to do this. I'm getting ready to do this. I'm getting ready to start the business. I'm getting ready to start, the new podcast. I'm getting ready to do the things. Those are bullshit excuses because you're setting yourself up to see obstacles that may or may not even exist. There's no such thing as getting ready for anything. You just damn do it and you learn as you go, okay? Because there are going to be obstacles. And the thing is that this is how life tests you. If you have something you want to do and you get a little setback and quit, you're done. That's the only way you fail. The only way you fail is if you're going to quit and you're going to miss out on a lot of opportunities, okay? You need to learn to deal with your setbacks. That's how you turn the situation around, or at least show what you could do different next time. And I want you guys to slow down. It is about coming into that awareness of being in the moment of where you are. Stop worrying about what you have to do in 5 minutes. Stop worrying about what you have to do in 4 hours. Stop worrying what you have to do before bed or what you have to do tomorrow when you wake up. Stop worrying about that. I want you to slow down. Slow down. And if you really want to benefit from a difficult experience in life, you have to take time to evaluate what's happening. If you are on this hamster wheel and you're frustrated, I guarantee you're staying busy with busy work, or you're one of those people pleasers, or you're out there trying to make everybody else happy. You're out there doing for everybody else, right? Because the busier you stay, the less time you have to spend really focusing on who you are. But you have to take time to evaluate what's really going on and be honest with yourself about where you need to make changes, where you need to set boundaries. Okay. You are not obligated to be or do anything for anyone. Are we clear? Repeat after me. I am not obligated. Nobody's out there protecting your feelings. Nobody. People are going to do shit to you and just let you deal with it. And you're going to try to make decisions based on their feelings. No, bitch. No, we set our boundaries, okay? Kindness kills 100%, and not you, but the souls of people that want you to be miserable, okay? You've got to be kind. I think that is something besides psilocybin, that a lot of people are missing in this world is kindness. Like, a lot of people just miss the mark on what it takes to be kind. How can you be kind? By changing your perspective. You've got to cultivate a warm heart. You're going to be more compassionate if you can change your perspective and see people for where they are. Focus on the things that you're grateful for. Appreciate the kindness of other people. Acknowledge gifts you receive. You naturally want to give when you receive, right? That's even if it's a pay it forward or a pay it back, whatever it is. Learn to listen to people, have those conversations. I told you guys earlier this week, you have to have that human experience. Go build the relationships. Guess what? Your heart's going to get broken no matter how safe you play it. That's it. We're meant to go through the human experience. You're going to be hurt. But you can also have a lot more love and a lot more connection if you can just step outside of yourself, learn to listen to other people, show people that you're interested in them, not in a way where you're worried about making them happy or what they're going to think, but actually see people for where they are. And learn to reach out. You want off the hamster wheel? Get outside your current situation. Be generous with your time, with your talents. Maybe go volunteer, include other people in conversations, start a big project, leave big tips for your server, delivery driver. Take time to give directions to someone that looks lost. Whatever it is, whatever you know you might need in some point in time in your life, in any kind of moment, that's where my kindness comes from. Because I know what it was like to be checking your bank account in the checkout aisle of the grocery store and know that you have way more things in your cart than the cart is going to allow. So it's easy for me to step in and swipe my card now if someone is struggling, because I knew that. I knew what that felt like, where I was, putting in, God, this is going to age me. Putting in, 75 cents worth of gas to be able to get around town for a minute, right? Finding change on the floor because I just couldn't put gas. How often do we take for granted that we're literally filling our tank of gas right now? Right now, in this economy, filling your tank with gas, and you still have food in the freezer, groceries in the cupboard. You're doing it. Someone else wishes they had it like that. So be kind to other people. Have some compassion. Understand we all had to start from somewhere. Anytime you're in a funk, anytime you are struggling to get outside of yourself, I feel like being kind to other people changes the vibration immediately, 100%. And you want to change your habits. You've got to be open to doing things a different way. Find substitutes. It's easier to focus on doing something new rather than stopping a familiar action. So it's not about like sitting here thinking, I want to quit smoking, I want to quit smoking, I want to quit smoking. Find another habit. Think about the times that you do smoke. Okay, maybe your trigger is when you go out drinking. So take a break from that. Maybe it's when you are, feeling nervous and anxious because you have a deadline. Go find something else to do. Maybe that's the time you should be hitting the treadmill. Right? If you're trying to cut down on soda or energy drinks, set a goal to drink water. Don't just tell yourself, I'm not going to drink soda. I'm not going to drink soda. Just focus on what you are going to do. We put up a lot of resistance and we mess with the flow and the law of attraction every time we focus on what we don't want. We bring more of that in because the universe doesn't know. All it knows is you're thinking soda, 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 soda. Even though you're like, I don't want it, I don't want it, the universe is going to put it in your face and boom, there you go. Okay. Prepare for the triggers. And there are going to be circumstances that are going to aggravate your habits. Like you're going to be fucking angry. If you're like me, bitch, when I quit sugar and I have to put myself through detox, like I can feel when I've like kind of, especially through the holidays, right? Because I do a bunch of baking and we make cookies. I just feel like sugar from October through December is the worst. And I do a detox. And I'm moody. I'm irritable. I don't sleep right. Like I'm pissed off. Like it is like a literal drug. So there's going to be things that are going to push you. They're going to push your limits. You got to find out what strategies are going to keep you on track. If you're trying to quit smoking, go for a walk after dinner instead of lighting up the cigarette, whatever it takes from you. And guess what, bitch? You're probably going to relapse. Whatever you're doing, it's possible that you're going to slip back. How many times have you tried to do this? Imagine if you never tried again. You've come this far to only go this far. No. It's okay to fuck up. Okay. Pick yourself up and start over. That's it. And start small. Don't try to do everything at once. You have to create realistic expectations. You might struggle to maintain an early bedtime for the rest of your life, but you can do it for a week. Okay. Small. Generate some momentum and then you just build on your progress. We don't want to do it all at once. Tiny steps, one thing at a time. And I know I've already said that this week, so obviously someone's not getting it. Okay. I'm repeating this for you. A little at a time. You can't do everything at once, just like we can't have everything at once. We work for the things, we build, we grow, we set goals, we conquer, and we start over. And it's fun. We're out here to collect experiences, focus on the things that we love, the things that we want to attract, the things that, you know, make us feel good. Your job is to be happy. Get back to what it was like to be a kid, to be carefree, to have fun, to be happy, to get in that mentality of who you were before the world attacked you with bills and responsibilities and all the bullshit. Because the truth is, that stuff is taken care of. It is. So it's about time you start having some fun. Get the fuck off the hamster wheel. I want you to have a beautiful weekend. And I'll see you from Monday, Microdose Monday. Love you.